This is WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival presenting Stile Antico. World leaders love to be flattered. It's true today, and it was true in the 16th century. Tonight, we'll step back in time to hear how musicians used their art to make Queen Elizabeth I feel good about herself and her power. Music by Byrd, Tallis, Lassus, and many others in tonight's concert from the 2019 Boston Early Music Festival. One of the most delightful aspects of the Boston Early Music Festival when it comes around every other year is the number of opportunities one has to get utterly immersed in the sound world of a completely different time. It's not just a couple of pieces from the 16th century to round out a program of romantic works. At the Boston Early Music Festival, you'll hear entire concerts of pieces from that time period, or multiple concerts. Tonight on WCRB in Concert, vocal music of the English court in the time of Elizabeth I, sung by Stile Antico. We'll also dip our toe into music for recorder consort in that same time period, as played by Han Tal and the Boreas Quartet Bremen. It's music from Elizabethan times on WCRB in Concert. As early music lovers swarmed to the 2019 Boston Early Music Festival, one of the most eagerly anticipated concerts was Stile Antico's Queen of Muses, Elizabeth I as Monarch, Patron, and Lover. The sheer purity of tone of this English ensemble is enough to attract a packed audience to Emmanuel Church in the Back Bay. But before we hear these amazing singers, I thought we should hear some instrumental music from that same time period just to get immersed in that world. It's the Boreas Recorder Quartet Bremen, performing at First Congregational Church, Cambridge, in one of the Boston Early Music Festival's winter season concerts. The quartet was joined by the recorder virtuoso Han Tal. Here they are with three pieces by one of the most highly respected composers in England in the 1500s, Christopher Tye, two of his variations on In Nomine, separated by O Lux Beata Trinitas. Thank you. Christopher Tai's music for Recorder Consort, two settings of In Nomine, separated in the middle by O Lux Beata Trinitas. That's music that might have been heard at court in the time of Elizabeth I in the middle of the 16th century. And we heard recorder virtuoso Han Tall with the Boreas Quartet Bremen, named after Boreas, the god of the north wind. Each of the members of the Boreas Quartet was a student of Han Tall at the University of the Arts in Bremen, where he has taught recorder students for many years, and will return to the Boreas Quartet and Han Tall later on in tonight's program. Now, thanks to the magic of radio, we're going to move to a concert a few months later at Emmanuel Church in Boston, where the vocal ensemble Stile Antico was making a return visit as part of the biennial Boston Early Music Festival. The program was entitled Queen of Muses, Elizabeth I as Monarch, Patron, and Lover. Elizabeth was a patron of the arts, and she especially loved music. On this program, we'll hear music she funded and music written to gain her favor, some of it full of outright flattery. And by the way, if you'd like to follow along with the texts of this Boston Early Music Festival concert, you can find the program at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. They begin with This Sweet and Merry Month of May by William Byrd. Stile Antico, in concert on WCRB. Stile Antico with This Sweet and Merry Month of May by William Byrd, a gentleman of the Chapel Royal of Elizabeth I. Next, a couple of pieces from a collection of motets Byrd published with his friend and teacher Thomas Tallis in 1575. First, Absterge Domine by Tallis, and then Attalite Portas by Byrd, sung by Stile Antico.
Victor, Victor.
Stile Antico on WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival. A motet by William Byrd, Atalite Portas, Lift Up Your Heads, O Ye Gates. And before that, Thomas Tallis's Absterge Domine, O Lord, Wipe Away My Faults. And here's one of the members of the group to give us the details of what's next.
As an unmarried queen of a powerful nation, Elizabeth I was probably the most eligible woman in the world at the time. And as a result, she had a number of suitors across the European continent. And one of those suitors was Eric XIV of Sweden. And he tried very hard for about 10 years to win her hand. And one of the ways he tried to win her favour was by commissioning a set of part books consisting of a number of continental part songs and chansons and villanelles, which is a kind of rustic part song. And he had these printed and bound in Antwerp, and extremely beautiful. We've seen them because they're kept in Winchester Library, and we've had the privilege of singing from them. We're going to sing for you three songs from that collection today. The first one is about unrequited love, which is sort of appropriate, because despite this lovely gift, Elizabeth I wrote a letter to Eric XIV rejecting him. And it is reported that he went mad later on. The second song we're going to sing is about spiteful old hags. So we feel maybe that Eric XIV got the last laugh.
Madonna mia pietà, Madonna mia pietà.
Madonna mia pietà, Madonna mia pietà. vecchie retrose non vale niente, se non affa la tua, se non affa la tua, non per la piazza, se non affa la tua, non per la piazza, per la piazza, per la piazza. Tira, 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 tira la mazza, tira, 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 tira la mazza, vecchie retrose. Vecchie le cose scandalose pazze, vecchie le cose scandalose pazze.
One of the greatest hits of the 16th century, O Dulce Mémoire, O Sweet Memory, by Pierre Sandrin. And before that, a motet by Adrien Villert, Vecchie le Trose, a cheery song with a nasty text, translated Spiteful Old Hags. And we began that set with the setting of an erotic love poem, Madonna Mia, My Lady, by Orlando Di Lasso. All sung by Stile Antico in concert at Emmanuel Church as part of the 2019 Boston Early Music Festival. Follow along with the texts in the program. You can find that program at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Again, a member of the group steps forward to introduce the next set.
For the final two pieces of the first half, we return to the composer William Byrd. A very powerful musical description of how he had divided loyalties between his state, his queen, in fact, and his faith. The first piece, O Lord, Make Thy Servant Elizabeth Our Queen, is a beautifully elegant prayer in English for his queen, And it is followed by Ne Iriscaris Domine, which is a much more plangent and personal expression of the devotion that he has for his Catholic faith. It's a setting of a text that depicts the Babylonian sacking of Jerusalem in the 6th century BC, which was a metaphor for the Roman Catholic suffering in a Protestant land.
Thank you.
Two pieces by William Byrd, a Catholic who served the Protestant Queen Elizabeth I in a difficult time for religion in England. We heard them sung by Stile Antico, bringing us to the end of the first half of this concert at the 2019 Boston Early Music Festival. It was called Queen of Muses, Elizabeth I as monarch, patron, and lover. And it's full of amazing choral music from the 16th century. The Boston Early Music Festival is bringing Stile Antico back to Boston next month for a concert entitled Breaking the Habit, Music by and for Women in Renaissance Europe. It's Saturday, April 18th at St. Paul's Church in Cambridge. We'll return to the Elizabethan sounds of Stile Antico in a few minutes, but first I'd like you to hear more from the Boreas Recorder Quartet. After a bit of a break, you're listening to WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival.